with us now is just such a person. Her name is Leslie Atkins, and she's from Trex.
Trex.
You know what Trex is?
I do. Trex is a composite decking.
Yeah, that's correct. And tell us a little bit about the latest and greatest in Trex and some of the trials and tribulations you've had over the years growing the company, Leslie.
Leslie, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
And Trex has certainly made a name for itself in the composite decking category.
That's right.
It really has. It really has. And I don't know why, but it just has.
Well, you know, Trex invented that category.
Okay. So it was a leader in the composite decking category.
And composite decking's been around for about 25 years now, believe it or not.
I can't believe it. And I do remember when it came about.
Right. So, you know, in the early days, it was all about creating something that was lower maintenance than wood decking. And that was great because that was a big, you know, solution for people. But those early days and early generations of composite decking weren't perfect.
Yes.
Definitely not.
And no, they were not.
There's a learning curve, but that's true with many products, many categories.
Right. So where we are today with Trex is worlds away from where it started. Originally, it was great because it was low maintenance, but, you know, if you dropped a hamburger on it, which I'm sure would never happen when you're out on a deck grill.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, never. Never.
Yeah, never.
So if you did drop that, or, you know, if you should spill some wine or something, it would stain. It also, the color would fade. So we've really spent the last 8 to 10 years really trying to overcome those kinds of performance issues, and composite decking now is light years beyond what it
and
was.
And you have a product that you brought to our broadcast location to share with us, and it's called Trex Transcend.
Right.
Tell us about Transcend and what makes it different.
Transcend really, it represents the evolution of composite decking. So instead of that first generation, you'll notice that it has a shell on it. And that shell provides fade resistance, stain resistance. So now when you buy composite decking, you get a 25-year fade and stain warranty. You can drop wine on that. You can drop any food. You can wash it off with soap and water.
This does have a shell, so it has the composite core. And then it has a finish.
That's right. And that
now, what's the finish?
Well, I can't tell you that.
It's a proprietary finish. I understand.
Mm-hmm. It feels like a combination of rubber and plastic.
Yeah. It feels like rubber and PVC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not PVC.
It's not PVC. Well, that's
PVC.
Good to hear.
Mm-hmm. So is it rubber?
It is not rubber.
And it's not rubber.
Are we going to play that game?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Is it?
And the question that most consumers have now, we have folks who have a wood deck, and it's old, and it's shot, and it's time to replace the deck. Do we go with wood again, or do we go with composite? And what are we going to spend? So expressed in percentages, will they be spending as much on composite decking as they will wood if they're doing southern yellow pine or if they're doing western red cedar or California redwood, more or less?
You're definitely going to pay more initially for composite and for
Now, you're still only span 16 inches, right?
We span 16 inches, correct.
Okay. So the difference is that wood is usually used at anywhere between 2 and 4 feet. So the big expense with composite is not only the product itself,
but the framing,
which is an additional cost.
So
that's an initial cost.
Expressed in percentages, will they spend 150% of what they would on initial investment? We get initial investment to the extent that you don't need to stain this every year or every few years, and that it potentially, if all else being equal, it will last longer than the wood. Yes.
Right.
So you have to amortize the initial cost over the life of the product.
And all that
and
time
then,
spent.
And then your point would be that it's less expensive.
Less expensive.
But initial investment?
Well, it can vary. I mean, there are different
more.
Grades. I'd say probably 50% more.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. What other benefits might composite decking have over wood in general?
Well, you won't ever get a splinter.
That's
true. Much easier to maintain. And the color that you see there will last for the 25 years. You can also drag deck furniture over it, anything like that. Dogs can run across it. Won't scratch either.
That's exciting. That's
now, is that
exciting.
A guarantee? Would you replace the product if the dog scratched it or if furniture scratched it?
Well, we have a fade and stain warranty.
You have a fade and stain warranty.
Okay.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that is what we bet.
And how may our audience learn more about Trex and in specific Trex Transcend?
Transcend.
Trex.com.
Trex.com. She is Leslie Adkins, Marketing Manager with Trex. Thanks so much for joining us.
I just want to know, you're so skinny. Are you related to the person of the Adkins diet?
No, I'm sorry. That was with a T.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I wish.
You feel my pain, right?
I do. Okay. I feel your pain. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye-bye.